Welcome to the Christian Ministries Church podcast. We're glad you've joined us to listen to a message from our pastor, Ashley Ellison. We believe God's word is powerful and that it can be applied to our lives so that we may live victoriously. Let's join Pastor Ashley now as he shares the word with us.
Vision Sunday. This is a big deal for Christian Ministries Church here in Missouri, in Hot Springs, in our church in Houston, Texas. And we all are unified in the three different churches with the same vision. And so we want to welcome you today. Each year, we set a course. We set a direction for the year. No one gets in a car, especially in today's age, without setting a course. And you usually do it with a GPS or your phone. Or the GPS in your phone, and it gives you the course, it gives you the direction. And you never put in that phone anything that doesn't already in your mind know that that's where you're headed. Yeah. And I don't know about you, but sometimes it's fun as you put that course in because you don't really know the paths and the places you're going. When we put them in, one of my favorite things is to look at the different directions that will get us to the same place. I think that's kind of, and then I decide, okay, this path is shorter, but takes longer time to get there. However, it's going to be a whole lot more fun. This one will get us there really quick. How many like the quick path? Anybody here like the path that's just, scenic? May take another hour. All right, good, good. Well, hopefully you're in the same family and you like the same thing because it causes a lot of frustration when we get on different paths. Today, I have really, really heard from God through Tim sometimes, but also through the anointing of the Holy Spirit that our churches, and right here in Southwest Missouri, we're going to get on the same path. Whether it's scenic or we're going to get there quicker, I don't know, but it's the same one. And so as we define that today, I want you to know we as a church are going to be somewhere at the end of this year that we're not right now. And that's what I'm casting today. We're going to be somewhere we're not right now. As CMC members, we desire, and I'm speaking for all of us as a membership of this church, we desire to mature in our walk with God. And we want to show maturity in our relationship with God. I mean, that's a desire of God's people. We want to overcome areas of the flesh. We're always working on something. And so what is the direction that we can get unified on that will help us all to overcome those areas? Looking back over the last year and where we have been, all last year our church was teaching, studying, and headed towards knowing how to daily live in the kingdom of God. Now, the kingdom of God is not a geographical place. It's a place, we've learned this last year, it's inside of us, a place living that's in the presence of the Lord, in the presence of the King, if you will. And in that place, we live in peace. We live in joy. We live in abundance. In the midst of storms going on all around us. And you can be in a storm and still be in peace. How many of you know what I'm talking about? I can be in peace, but I'm in the middle of a storm, and everybody sees you in the storm, and they're like, how can you be in peace in this storm? It's a place of understanding the kingdom of God. That's what it is. Now, as we've talked about moving in and getting in the center of the kingdom and being in the King's presence, that doesn't happen without salvation. If you're here today and you don't know Jesus, after the service, come up and talk to me. I would love to visit with you or any of our prayer team and share with you how you can be a part of the kingdom of God, because it starts with salvation. Too many times, we just leave it there. And we don't go anyplace else except for I got saved, so I got my ticket to heaven. But I want you to know God's will is to have His will here as it is there, as it is in heaven. So, in the middle of what you're going through in life, I'm just going to name some things that everybody here has probably went through this year. You may have went through this morning, and it may have been last night. Wrong has happened to you. No need for affirmation right now. Wrong has happened. Wrong's happened in your life. Injustice has happened. Here's the sad part. It was with your own family, maybe with your kids, maybe with your parents. There's no justification for that. It's injustice. Hurt. Don't disengage from this because there is hope coming. But right now, I'm talking about what you've dealt with this year. This last year in 2022, hurt, pain, sorrow. Here's what I want to tell you. Look forward to the same in 2023. Because in life, those things happen. Yet, when you get an understanding of living in the kingdom, in the middle of all those things, there's joy, blessed joy. There's hope. And we've moved this last year, 2022, into a place where we can live life there in the midst of sorrow, pain, frustrations. Come on. We've learned some things this last year. I pray that the vision of 2022 impacted the body of Christ here at Christian Ministries. Living in the kingdom of God is figuring out how to live in peace and how to live in joy while in the presence of the King, regardless of what you're living in here on earth. Now, with church, this church, living in his kingdom, hopefully we've learned that living in his kingdom is not a roller coaster existence. I mean, we're climbing the next hill and you're like, I don't know if you all don't like roller coasters or do. Some people are anticipating that exhilarating feeling when you reach the top and you're starting to head down and you're like your belly is in your throat or your head or maybe in your stomach getting ready to come out. I mean, I don't know what it, I can't wait to get there. And then when it goes, you're like, woo! And another part of us are like, oh, I hope I can stand when I get off this ride. Or I hope nothing comes out. I mean, I'll... But life in the kingdom is not to be lived in your church world, in the church. The kingdom of God as he established it in the church is not to be lived as a roller coaster. You're learning to live consistent. And a consistent life in the kingdom of God is only lived when you learn that you live to please the King. See, in the center of the kingdom is the King. And too many of God's people have learned how to live right on the line, and they're trying to figure out how to stay in the kingdom, but still just dip into the world all the time. It's like you've got one foot in the kingdom and the other on a banana peel on the line. And you're just hoping you don't put all your weight here. I just want to stay here, but nobody's thinking about pleasing the King. Pleasing the King, in the center of the kingdom is the King. And we've got to be pleasing the King. What pleases him? What does he want from us after all he has done? I mean, what a wonderful song. God, after all you have done. What you've done, what he's done. Come on. What you have done, God. I'm so thrilled for what you made available. Thank you for the blessings on my life. I understand that there's turmoil. But you can't keep your eyes on the turmoil and be looking at the goodness of God at the same time and live unaffected. So we, considering how we cast vision for 2023 after what we just did, teaching on living kingdom-minded all year and how to stay in the kingdom, how you live in the kingdom, we ask this question. How do we please him? Come on, how do you please the King? How do you please God? Christian Ministries, our verse for 2023 is Hebrews 11:6. Hebrews 11:6. It's impossible to please God without faith. It's impossible to please God without faith. Four times the Bible tells us, Habakkuk 2:4, Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11, Hebrews 10:38 says the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Well, who are the just? We are. We've been justified and accepted not based on our merit, but based on Jesus and what he did on the cross for us. And we have accepted that into our heart and life, and we are the just. So how do we daily live here on earth? The just shall live by faith. That's what the Bible says. So our theme, our vision for 2023 is living by faith. Live by faith. Live by faith. If you came in this morning through the foyer and by chance looked up at the wall, you saw the new vision as you were walking in. Live by faith. The righteous shall. The just shall. God's people shall live by faith. It's a mandate from the Bible on how we, his people, are to live. And I want you to know, we're going to be talking about faith a lot this year, and faith is not a religious word. Now, it's been made to be, but faith is a lifestyle. It's not just a word you talk about. Faith is the way we live in the kingdom of God. We're not leaving 2022's vision. What we're doing is taking the foundation of what we've learned the last year, and we're moving into an existence in our life that we operate by faith. Those made right with God by Jesus live by faith. How do we live with all the things going on around me? I mean, come on, our world, how are we going to live in this world? We're going to live by faith. We're going to live by faith. As I do that, as you do that, it opens the door for God's hand to be on our life. This year, 2023, as we live by faith, we will see faith is what releases God's movement in our life. God moves based on people's faith. Here's the sad part. So many people think God is moved based on need. And we pray, come on, we pray our need all the time. God, I need this, I need that, I need my kids to do, I need my spouse, I need my friends, I need my work to get a different, I need this. And we're asking God to move based on need. Give you just a real quick, really, in your mind, and this is what it is. God is not moved by needs. God's not moved by your need. Well, that's pretty sad. Well, I can't leave it there. He's moved by your faith in him. He's going to see you through if your faith is where it needs to be, because that's what is your game changer. And this year will be a game changer for Christian Ministries Church members. If they will receive the word and what God has said about the life of faith, I'm excited about 2023 because it'll make a difference. God's going to do in the lives of those that are committed to living by faith great and mighty things. I believe that. My faith is in God and what he's going to do this year. God's going to move in some areas that you've been praying about a need, and what you're going to do is you're going to start understanding that to get the answer to that need has to come through faith. It's got to come through faith. God's going to move. He's going to move. Well, how's he going to move? By your faith. Church, faith moves God. Faith moves God. All through the Bible we see this, and it was what we all year have been talking about associated with his kingdom. To please God, it's faith that will please him. And he's done so much for us. There are too many people that teach God is moved by needs. And I know I'm spending a little time here, but you got to know, get on Facebook, get on any social media outlet, and people are going to say these comments, hey, God hears your need. God hears you when you pray. Just hold on. I believe that that's true. God hears you, but what it's done is taken God's people and it's left the element of faith that's needed to put God into movement. I want to encourage you this year. Learn how on your social media post to put, hey, by faith, God's going to move in this. By faith. What are you doing to build your faith right now? Come on, you're asking for God to do something supernatural. Where's your faith at, man? Where's your faith? Because your faith is what's going to move God. And I'm just tired of people teaching that God is moved by needs. Clearly, God is not moved by needs. If he was, there would never be an area that there is a need. I know we don't see this right here, and I don't know if we ever will in our lifetime, but I have been places where people are needing food. They're starving. You can look at most of the people in the United States of America and know, well, you ain't missing food. The problem is there are people that are missing food. But you don't have to go to town and not recognize real quick It may not be food that they're missing, but they're missing a joy and a peace in their life. They're on the edge of being mad all the time. They're frustrated. They're living bent up out of shape. We see it all. There's some needs going on. Why doesn't God just wham? For those in other parts of the world that are hungry, here's your food. For those that are here, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you some peace because I know life's just turmoil right now because God's not moved by needs. He's waiting for God's people to have some faith, and God is moved by faith. It's the life of faith that moves God. I'm trying to go slow enough that I cast this in our hearts and get some excitement going. But church, we got to be looking to God. We've got to be trusting in God. We got to be depending on God. We need to be seeking Him and making sure that He's in first place. Here's the thing. The government has done everything that they could to move themselves into a place of no worry, we got you covered. Whatever it is. I about fell over several years ago when I found out if you don't have a cell phone, the government will get you one. Whatever you're in need of, we'll take care of it. And the government has came in and they have tried. And it may not be a government. It may be a parent. It may be someone. It may be even the church. We got what you're in need of. Come on. I can tell you what we're all in need of is a faith in God. And we're to be looking to Him, we're to be trusting in Him, we're depending on Him, we're seeking after Him, and then we start living by faith and the life of faith, and we start seeing God move. When you start seeing people putting themselves in the place of God, don't worry, I got it covered. You got a problem there. Because what has it covered is a faith in God. Because sometimes we don't see what's going on. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 4. Y'all with me? 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 4. Don't let them waste their time in endless discussions of myths and spiritual pedigrees. These things only lead to meaningless speculations which don't help people live a life of faith in God. Now, I got to spend some time here because as I read that, I don't think really the wording, how it's, we don't really get, I had to read this time and time, I spent some real time here. When you read it, it kind of like, okay, I get that. I want to have faith in God, so I can't do this and I can't do that, but what is this and that? This verse directs the teaching that we will be imparting this year. So I want you to know I'm sharing this as accountability. I'm sharing this because you need to know this is what we're going to be doing this year. And you can put this down as a foundational truth of what's happening this year. The point of this verse is don't waste people's time. There's not going to be a Sunday teaching, a Wednesday night teaching, one of our Sunday morning, our classes that we have, our elevators. You're not going to be in any of those classes and someone just tried to waste your time. This verse gives us real direction this year. Endless discussions of spiritual. That's not what we're doing here.
No, that's right.
Endless discussions about genealogies, if you look at another translation, things that people have thought might happen. Here's what's going on. Meaningless speculations. God's people tend to spend so much time arguing and having endless discussions on things that have nothing to do with faith and how to please the king.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We just spend, I'm just saying, that's not happening this year. We just have so many people that do that in Christianity, and then what happens when you start talking about it? You start speculating.
Yeah.
What a verse. Meaningless speculations. What's speculating? Theorizing, hypothesizing, guesswork? You get people away from having faith in God every time you start talking about, what do you think about this? What do you think? I care what God thinks. I understand that everybody may have a way that they're reading it, but let's get down and study and keep ourselves in the Word. Faith in God comes from within you because it came from a source outside of you that was accepted in you. It's not placed in you by your genealogy. I'm getting deeper on this verse. By your spiritual pedigree. Well, my grandfather was the pastor of... We're going to talk about spiritual pedigrees, really? That's meaningless speculation. That's what it leads that to. I want to know about your faith. Because that's what's going to move God. Not your spiritual pedigree. Every time I read that, I think about dogs. Anytime you start talking about pedigrees, you know you're talking about an animal. Is that what you want to be related to? God has a different purpose for your heart and life. Quit getting caught up on all that. You have faith based on what the Bible says, and you stand on it. If we're not careful, our talk always will lead to meaningless speculation. And I just want you to know that is not defining our sermons this year. That's not defining our teaching this year. We want to help people live a life of faith in God, a real turning point for the members of Christian Ministries Church. There are so many people living life in worry, worried about future, worried about the kids, worried about this, worried about that, or they're living life afraid of the past, that it might come back up and hit, and they're just living all bent up and out of shape about everything. Living life in stress, in worry, in confusion, in emotion. However, life dramatically changes when you start living by faith. You get a faith person, and I'm telling you, you don't see all of that. What you do is you go, how can, when I know what's going on in their life, how are they operating in such peace and joy? I know what just happened to them. Their life's dramatically been changed because they live by faith. A life of faith is a life totally trusting in God, trusting His will, trusting He's going to see you through, trusting His plan, trusting His person, trusting Him. Even when you can't see the outcome of what you're going through right now. Trusting that He has a plan even though something happened that everybody else was saying must be His will and it wasn't His will at all. It's a faith in God, knowing that He's going to see us through. Faith has been a religious word way too long. We use the word faith, and we've used faith in so many ways. I mean, have you heard someone ask this question? So what faith are you? Oh, I'm of the Baptist faith. I'm of the Lutheran faith. I'm a non-denominational here. I'm this. This is what my faith is. That's not what we're talking about this year. We're not trying to define what non-denominational is or interdenominational or what... We're not talking about so many definitions of faith, and a couple we're not talking about is we're not talking about a system of religious belief. We're also not talking about a strongly held theoretical view. We will spend weeks defining a biblical knowledge of faith. Romans 1:17, it's through faith that a righteous person has life. It's through faith. It's through faith. It's faith that brings you into a place of excitement about living in the kingdom, even though you're in a world that looks like there is no hope. We're talking a biblical definition here. A complete belief and trust and loyalty to God, regardless of what's going on in your life. We've got to identify faith this year. We got to get a working knowledge of faith. We got to learn and see the power of faith. We need to learn to release the power of faith. We need to learn the benefit of the workings of faith. There's benefit if you'll get a hold and live a life of faith. There's benefit for you and for the kingdom and everyone that's around you. Hebrews 11:1, a guide for us in life. Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. And it's the evidence of things that we can't see. Faith is assurance in some scripture, in translations. It's our assurance. It's our confidence. It's our reality. It's our evidence in the things that we can't see in the natural. Church, life is lived in this world so much only based on the five physical senses. I've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks. We just are so caught up on what we're going through, and most of it's the emotion of it, or what we are seeing happen or what we're feeling happen, all of those are based on senses. The five physical senses, see, touch, taste, hear, smell. If I can't see it, if I can't touch it, if I can't taste it, if I can't hear it or I can't smell it, then we think it's not real. How foolish. You never walk in a room and you're able to touch, see, taste, smell, or hear love, anger, hate, acceptance. But everyone that has experienced salvation through what Jesus did on the cross has walked into a room and go, something's different here. It had nothing to do with those five physical senses. It was a spiritual, wow. Wow, the presence of God. Come on, we've been in services, we've been in teaching, we've been in things that God just lit us up. In fact, I don't know about you, but have you ever been reading the Word and then all of a sudden you just get goosebumps or something just goes through your system? What happened to me? I'm just reading it all. It was nothing except for something that it superseded something in the physical. And it was spiritual. It was just a spiritual response. And all of those are clearly there. Love, anger, hate, acceptance. There is a spiritual dimension to reality that's very real. Peace and joy is very real. And for those of you that are in need of some peace or in need of some joy, I'm telling you, this year, as you sit under the anointing of the Word of God, it will provide some things for you that you've never understood were there. Worry and fear, very real. You choose to not live a life of faith, welcome to the worry and fear. Because that's how we will get these things that are still supernatural, that are not in the five senses, but you're going to experience something outside of the natural, and I hope it's a God experience, not a demonic one. Rejection or acceptance. You know, there came a place in my life where that rejection that I seemed to feel so often, and it seemed like it was always upon me. I'm just being rejected again. I'm just being rejected again. I'm just being rejected again. There came a time where God just downloaded in me, listen, I don't reject you. You're mine. And when you got to a place of getting an acceptance from the God who created the whole world, you're accepted, then you quit living frustrated with the rejection that happened based on your five physical senses and what happened in this world. Faith is the dimension of reality that assures us of what we can't see. God knows. It assures us. By faith, we can have confidence that we are havers regardless of what the world says. That we, by faith, we can live with substance of the non-physical. Something inside of me carries me through, not my circumstances. Oh, Paul in that jail and Silas, I'm just telling you, there was some substance in those boys. And it wasn't based on chains. It was based on something spiritual. Things that are hoped for, things that are prayed for. Faith is our confidence. It's our reality while we're waiting for God to do what His promise says He will do. It's our substance. It's our evidence. When I looked up that word in the Greek, it's our uniform matter. Uniform matter. It puts us in unity. We're in unity with our Maker, and that's all that matters. It's our uniform matter. It's substance. It's real. It's tangible for you spiritually. Come on, wouldn't it get... It would be great to get to a place where your substance in life was based on your spiritual relationship instead of what your five physical senses are experiencing every day. It would. Let me just tell you, it can. It can. Faith is how we're going to live. It's how we are to live. If you've already been doing it, then come on, let's go to the next level. All of us can learn something through this. Life is hard, hurt, pain, loss, disappointment. In the midst of all that, how do we make it? We make it by living by faith. That's how we make it. We live by faith. We learn to live by faith. We learn to trust Him. I'm excited, church, about this year. And your life is going to new heights, a whole dimension, a change of how you think, a change of how you see things, a change in all of your five physical senses that allows you to live from a spiritual, tangible place that's real, just as the five physical senses are experiencing reality. We're experiencing the reality of this world. How about we experience some of the realities of heaven? We do that through faith. We do it through faith. Now, I got to share a word that came to me this morning. I got a text, and a gentleman sent this to me, and every once in a while this happens, and sometimes I think, okay, this is just for me, and sometimes I think, oh, man, that was powerful. Well, this morning I sat, and I just pondered this word, and I mean, it was sent to me on a voice text, I mean, where you can push play and you can hear them say it. And I just sat there and I listened to it over and over again, and I thought, wow, this is profound. He said, I don't know what you're going to do with this, but I could not get your church, you, off my mind this morning. And so I just had to send this to you before I go to church this morning, because it's got to be off of my plate and on yours. I'm like, thanks. And as I listened to it, I just let the Spirit just speak to me. And the more I heard it, I thought, how profound. He don't even know this is Vision Sunday. But he had something really from God, I believe, with all that I am for our church. And I said, okay, God, you want me to share this morning? You want to keep my mouth shut? In fact, as we were in the sound booth earlier, and I told Jason and Tina, I said, get this scripture ready to place on the wall, and I don't even know if I'm going to use it or not. So you can know that. I didn't know then. I just, as I was preaching and I'm watching the faces of God's people, I'm confident this is for all of us. So today, you don't hear this a whole lot from me with just a word that was written down, but you'll hear it every time from me when it's from the Word of God. And this is directly out of the Word. And he said, here is a prophetic word. This is what God told me. It's a prophetic word for our church. And it goes right along with our vision for this year. A prophecy for 2023. Thus saith the Lord, Isaiah 54, verse 2. It's for all of us. Enlarge your house. Build an addition. Spread out your home and spare no expense. For you will soon be bursting at the seams. Your descendants will occupy other nations and resettle the ruined cities. Fear not, you will no longer live in shame. Don't be afraid, there's no more disgrace for you. You will no longer remember the shame of your youth and the sorrows of widowhood. Thus saith the Lord. I prayed and I said, God, I received so much just as that was shared to me, and I know I was watching your faces. You did too. God spoke as we bring ourselves into a place of unity this year as a church body, as a church building, as the bride of Christ. God is asking us, Christian Ministries, what is necessary for us to go to the next level? He's asking you that question, what's necessary? What in your house needs to be expanded? Get prepared. I wrote this down as I was praying. Think bigger than where you are. Verse 3 says, soon you'll be bursting at the seams. I want you to know it's way bigger than just Christian Ministries Church down here at the end of Riley Drive. It's way bigger. Your descendants will occupy other nations and resettle the ruined cities. Come on, our kids, our descendants, there's some spiritual fathers, your spiritual kids. There's some things getting ready to happen outside of here. We've had a lot of kids in the last 18 years that have left and done great things for the kingdom of God. Some stay right here. That's according to what God's plan and will is as they submit. And some of it's just a choice that they make. But I'm telling you, it's way bigger than just this church body. And God's doing great and mighty things outside of here. And be prepared because it's ready to get bigger. When God spoke this in Isaiah, he was speaking it over Jerusalem. The city of Jerusalem and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And what he's saying is, get ready, for Jerusalem is going to expand. My city, my dwelling, my place is going to be bigger. And you got to move tent stakes. You've got to put more cloth on the side so that it'll extend. You need to get some longer ropes. Whatever is necessary, you need to know that God's going to do a new thing this year. And by faith, I'm believing that there's an expansion coming. I don't understand it, but I was spoke over that this morning, and it has been my heart. Verse 4, fear not. You'll no longer live in shame.
Yes.
Don't be afraid. There's no more disgrace for you. God's saying we're to walk in faith, not fear. Come on. We are not to walk in fear. God's people don't need to be scared of whatever this world throws at us. We are faith people. That's how we're going to operate this year. No longer in shame of what you didn't do, or in shame of what you did do that you don't want anybody to find out. No shame. I understand it wasn't God's plan for your life. Let it go. He's talking to God's people in Jerusalem, God's place, and God's people. Today he's talking to us, God's place, the body of Christ, God's people. And we can receive that here. And he's telling them that there is no more disgrace because of your past. Come on, somebody needs to hear that today. There's no more disgrace because of your past. Don't be discouraged. That time is past. The shame of your youth. When it talks about the shame of your youth, you know, the shame of youth is that you look back, and I don't know how many times I've thought this and how many times I've heard it when I was a youth. When I was your age, if I'd have done this, this, and this, and you sit there and you think about that as a child and go, yeah, but you're not, and this is what I'm doing. And then when you get older, you look back and go, boy, I wish I would have done this, this, and this. Come on, everybody does that. They look back. There's shame in non-productivity in our early years. We get shameful about that. God's speaking to us today, and he said, you will no longer remember. You're going to not even remember the shame of your youth. And then it goes on to say the sorrows of widowhood. Quit being so caught up in the shame of what you did or didn't do. It's a big deal when you realize that you have not been productive. I get that. So just start being productive, and it's just those things just pass away. And all things become new. The last one is the sorrow of the widowhood. And I'm going to end today with this. It's the idea of not living according to a relationship with the groom. You know how you live as the bride of Christ in a relationship with the groom is with the church and being in unity in the church so that we can be unified with the groom. And here's what's happened. Too many people, he was talking to Jerusalem, we're living separated in the same house. They were to be married. They were to be joined. The Bible talks a lot about it, and they had divorced their God. He had been seen by them as dead. A big song here a few years ago, God's not dead. He's surely alive. The point is, live like it, not living like a widow. Quit living separated. God's alive and he has a plan. And what he's saying, God's people have to live by faith in the Son of God, like they are the bridegroom. We, the church, we are the bridegroom. We're living married to the groom. We're not living separate. And I'm not talking about just on Sundays and Wednesdays. I'm talking about every day of our life. We are living connected. We are not widowed. We read that and we can just read it sometimes in the natural. But God is alive and he has a plan for each of you in his church. And you live that by faith in the Son of God, which will produce faith and allow you to live every time you walk out of these walls at a different place. Come on, faith is how we're going to live this year. We're going to live by faith. That prophetic word, as I just gave today, as was given to me, and I believe it was a God gift for our church this morning, and I believe that if we'll take that and we'll apply it to our hearts, we're getting ready to get in the car and we're on the road. And at the end of this year, we're going to be in a different place than we are right now. Amen. Are y'all ready to go? Yes. It's a vision for Christian Ministries Church.
Thank you for being part of our podcast today. You'll find more online messages from Christian Ministries Church, as well as location information on our website at cmchurch.net. There's a place for you at Christian Ministries Church, where it's more than a church, it's family.